This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in on the program called Salt and Light. And this is Apostle Brian Preston and my lovely Daphy Delia Preston. Amen. I'm looking at her and I'm just so thankful and grateful to God for He has blessed me with such a beautiful wife along my side. And it's such a great honor and a privilege to do the work of the ministry, of God's ministry, the kingdom of God, to do with her. And such a great privilege and an honor to be loved by such a beautiful woman in this world. Praise be to God. So you are welcome. You are tuned into Radio K Pulpit. Amen. The greatest gospel station on the planet Earth. Praise be to God.
Good afternoon, beloved. It is so good to be here once again. We really deem it as a privilege each time we are here. It is the program Salt and Light. Apostle, you forgot to say that.
Yes, Salt, sorry. And Light. I was so excited.
It is actually a year, approximately a year, yes, since we've been on this program. And the year has gone so, so fast. We can't even believe it's a year already. It feels like it was just the other day that we started. It's been an awesome year. We've truly seen the hand of God. We have had amazing interviews with amazing people that truly embodies salt and light, that are doing great exploits for God in their communities, in their lives, truly expanding the kingdom of God. And it's been awesome to experience that and to interview these amazing people in our lives. We are talking today about the presence of the Lord. Apostle Brian just said that it's my favorite topic, the presence of the Lord. I love the presence of God. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore, according to Psalm 16. And so please do not go away from where you are tuned in. You are able to access our app, the Radio K Pulpit app, on your Play Store. You can just go to the Play Store on your phone and you can download K Pulpit, and then you are able to listen to our broadcasts. We are also live many a Tuesdays on Facebook. You are able to access the broadcasts on the K Pulpit platform Facebook page. You can then see our live broadcast on a Tuesday. So, yeah, it's wonderful to be with you.
And so it's the 16th of December. So many people they got their bonuses. Praise the name of the Lord. The malls are full. And the people is pursuing Christmas gifts and stuff. And praise the name of the Lord. So today I just want to change the narrative a bit, you know, and, you know, once again, just remind people that, you know, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, you know, and in this time especially, you know, the enemy is running rampant on people's lives and whatever. But we're going to talk, when we come back, we're going to talk about pursuing His presence. What does that look like? You know, and in this time when we are busy, you know, people, it's got little time pursuing the presence. You know, we pray the popcorn prayers and off we go to the malls and the markets and things like that. But praise be to God, you know, God is so good. And, you know, I desire His presence because I know that I can do nothing without His presence. I can do nothing without Him, actually. And that's why it's so important, you know, to start my day in the presence of God. Start my day by meditating on His word. The Bible says in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, that when we meditate on God's word day and night, then our ways will be prosperous and then we will have good success. Amen. And so, yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to unpack that, see what that looks like. And like my beautiful wife said, that is one of her favorite topics. So we're going to talk about it and we're going to challenge you, you know, even in the time of festivity, to continue to seek His presence, to seek His face. Amen. Not to lose contact. Amen. Praise be to God, because God is with us. And the Bible say He will never leave us nor forsake us. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the song. And please stay on the dial as we're going to go and we play out with the song. Enjoy the song. God bless you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here greeting you in the glorious name of Jesus. You are tuned in on the program called Salt and Light, and we are going to be speaking about pursuing God's presence or pursuing His presence. And I want to read a scripture out of the book of Exodus chapter 33, verse 12. The Bible reads that, "Then Moses said to the Lord, 'See, you say to me,' bring up the children, the people, but you have not let me know whom you will send me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Therefore, I pray, I have found grace in your sight. Show me now your way, that I might know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people.' And God said, 'My presence will go before you, and I will give you rest.'" Amen. So that's a portion of scripture we were reading. And, you know, the very, very significant thing about God's presence, Pastor Delia, it seems to me that God's presence also brings peace. Because God says to Moses, "I will go before you and I will give you rest." And so many people is restless in this time and in this season. Many Christians today do things out of themselves, for themselves. They do things that please themselves. And I suppose that is not a bad thing, Pastor Delia. They have good ideas, which is not necessarily God ideas. And we read, you know, even in the best-selling Christian books, literature, it's like 10 steps to be a better you, how to improve myself, live your best life here. We sometimes even build our dreams and projects from our own mindset. Let me break it up, a mindset, you know, a mind, your mind is set. But here's the truth of the matter, that when you begin to spend time in God's presence, and when you begin to pursue Him, you know, God, what is your will for my life? What do you want me to do, especially in this time and in this season? Because we can get so wrapped up with the influence of the world and the prince of the air, as the Bible says. And it's so important to seek His face and say, "God, you know, as in pursuing your presence, what do you want me to do for you?"
I love what you said right now, Apostle. I think I can just get the Afrikaans word for it, die kern, the underlining statement of it all is when you said, when you understand and realize that there's nothing that we can do outside of God. You know, and in the scripture that you read, Moses knew and he was fully persuaded that there is nothing that he can do outside of God. And he actually pleaded with God. Exodus 33 verse 15 says, "Then Moses said to him, 'If you yourself don't go with us, then don't send us away from this place. If you don't go with us, no one will know that you are pleased with me, that I have found favor in your eyes and with your people. These people and I will be no different from any other people on earth.'"
Sure.
Yeah, that statement. He knew and he had a revelation that if he was with God, if God went with him, you know, that God would show up and God would, he's experienced God's signs and wonders. He experienced the power and the presence of God. He saw it in how God totally devastated Egypt with all the plagues and all the attacks that God brought about Egypt, totally annihilating their economy. When the Israelites walked out of Egypt, Egypt was destroyed. Every facet of Egypt was destroyed. Their agriculture, their animals, their buildings, their firstborn were killed. You know, their rivers was full of blood and they couldn't drink of the rivers. So God totally annihilated Egypt. And he saw God's power when God opened up the Red Sea. And so he knew for a fact that with this God, anything is possible. With this God, there's signs, wonders, and miracles. And he pleaded. He said, God, please don't send me away on my own. I will not be able to make it without you. I need you. Please go with us. I need your presence. I need your glory. And if we come to that place in our lives and in our belief system, that there is nothing in this world, in this life, that we can accomplish outside of God, His presence, His glory, that we need Him every second of every hour of every day, that we cannot live without Him, that He's the source of our existence, that He is the one, you know, that performs on our behalf. He's the one that is gracious to us. He's the one that answers our prayers. He's the one that enables us, that sustains us, that protects us, that provides for us. He is the very center of our being. When we've come to that realization, Apostle Brian, then we will know that we cannot do without His presence. Then we will know that nothing that happens or that will come about is going to be more important than my time with God, because there is nothing I can do without Him. I need to consult Him. He needs to direct me. He needs to empower me. He needs to strengthen me. He needs to guide me. He needs to lead me. I need His advice. I need His counsel. I cannot make it without Him. And because of that heart that Moses had, God was able to reveal Himself to him. He reveals Himself to those that are hungry and those that are thirsty, those that seek His face.
And like I said, I just want to just rewind back a little bit, Pastor Delia. So very profound that you said, you know, we can do nothing without God's presence, without, because I believe, I truly firmly believe that, you know, because when we live outside of God's presence, then we begin to do our own thing.
Exactly.
You know, and it's from His presence where you begin to hear His voice. And also what is so profound and powerful about Moses' life is that, you know, as he spent time in God's presence, he begin to know the sound of God's voice.
Mm.
You know, sometimes when we don't know the sound of God's voice, is because we are not in His presence.
Yeah.
We are not pursuing His presence. And then we will hear another voice.
Yeah.
Or we will hear our own mind. You know, and how do we know sometimes it's our own mind? We know this because why? If it's not in line with the Word. So the presence of God, you know, through the Word of God is the voice of God. If you would say, but I don't know the voice of God, then I would say, begin to read your Bible and spend time in His presence.
Mm.
And then you will begin to know
His voice.
His voice. And His voice will always be His will, because the will of God is the Word of God. Amen. And then you begin to live your life based on the will of the Word and not your own will. Because our mindset needs to be conformed, amen, to the mind of Christ. Because a man that thinks like God begins to think the Word, and he will not begin to do his own agenda. He will do what the Word requires him to do. And he will also say this. And this is also how I know, how I personally know, that people is living their lives, you know, through the Word of God. When the people also always say, God, we want your will to be done. Then I know that this people or this particular person is serious, you know, in serving God, because this person is continually seeking the will of God. And you find in His presence, you begin to hear His voice. And the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. So when you will hear a voice of a stranger, you will know, no, this is not the shepherd. And this is how you measure, amen, who's speaking in your life, whose voice you're listening to in your life. Because in the presence of God, you become familiar with His voice. You become familiar in a sense of, you know, but this is God. You become familiar with the peace of God, because the presence of God also begins to bring peace. So sometimes you do these seasons and you know you have to make a choice or make a decision and a choice, but you don't have peace. That is already a sign that God is not in it. Amen. And if you, as you, as an Anglican, as you hunker op twee gedagtes, then you can already know, but this is not God's voice. Amen. Let me not do that decision, make that decision hastily, but let me still hear in God's presence. Let me just take my time in God's presence, because I don't want to do a now thing that is going to have repercussions in my future. Amen. They say, don't make permanent decisions in temporary situations, because it can derail you. And so many people, I want to say today, people of God, let us ascend into the presence of God. Let us pursue His presence. Let us pursue His will for our lives, especially in this area. We have to go back to a song, but when we come back, we will continue with this topic, you know, pursuing His presence. Hallelujah. Amen.
Welcome back, beloved. You on the program Salt and Light, and myself and Apostle Brian is chatting, talking about the presence of the Lord. You know, there's nothing like God's presence. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, my favorite scripture. And at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. There is pleasure in God, in His presence. Psalm 91 says, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, so that I can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In His presence, there is protection. In His presence, there's all that you need for life and godliness. There is nothing more fulfilling than the presence of the Lord. David was such a person that sought the Lord. He wrote the Psalms many a times alone, hiding from Saul in the bush, you know, hiding from Saul and from the Israelite armies when they were chasing and trying to pursue him. And so he knew what it was to be alone, alone with God, alone seeking God's face. And many of the Psalms comes from that time where he was running for his life, but totally dependent on the Lord. And so he was the one that says, in His presence there is fullness of joy. He says, my heart instructs me in the night season. Lord, I seek you. You will not leave my soul in Sheol, but you, in your presence, there is fullness of joy. And so many of these amazing songs comes from the life of where it was just Him and God, just Him and God. And my desire for you today is to seek His face, to come to know this Jesus. He's a mighty God. It was Moses' desire that he would see the presence of God. And God said, nobody has seen my face and lived. No one has seen my face and lived. But you know, we serve such a gracious God that sometimes even when we ask for, unlawful things, because it's unlawful for a man to see God's face and live. But God is still so amazing. He honors the request of the heart that is faithful to Him, that is loyal to Him. And He says, Moses, you won't be able to see my face, but I will let my goodness pass by you. I will allow you to see my goodness. You know, He still honored Moses' request. And the Bible says, hear this. This is just the love of God, His grace, His character. The Bible says that he hid Moses in the rock. Isn't that powerful? He found a rock to hide Moses so that he could honor Moses' request to see His goodness. And the Bible says Moses saw a glimpse of Him, you know, passing by, and Moses saw His back. And he, even just that, Moses couldn't stand the presence of the Lord. It was too much. It is too much for our human beings to comprehend the presence and the glory of God. And that is why even when He comes, we will be transformed and we will be like Him. In the twinkling of an eye, God says, because our human bodies cannot withstand and contain the presence and the glory of God. But this is the wonderful God that we serve. His nature is always to bless. His nature is always to be kind and good. And like I say, even when we have unlawful requests, somehow in his own way, he will try and come and meet our every request. That is the wonderful God that we serve, Apostle.
Sure, he's so, truly he's a wonderful God. You know, Pastor Delia, as you were talking, I said the word of God is the voice of God. And as you were just quoting from scripture, you know, the scriptures that you quote, I just felt God's presence on his word. Amen, hallelujah. And it's like, I'm so thankful for Jesus. You know, when God sent his only beloved son, so, you know, it's the 16th of December, you know, I suppose in many homes in the Western Cape and in many, many families.
It's a holiday today.
It's a holiday today also. You know, people are most probably in the mall, some are at the beach, some is enjoying the times and all good. Praise be to God, you know. But the wonderful thing about Jesus is that, you know, when Christ came, because we're going to sing the song soon. Well, it's playing in the stores already, you know. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
And Boney M.
And Boney M, yeah. Yeah. And so wonderful, because sometimes we sing songs about Jesus, but we never actually have a relationship with him.
Mm.
You know, many people, even this is the love of God that people would celebrate or, you know, remember Christ in this season, you know. Somebody said Jesus is the reason for the season. But many people don't want to receive him, you know, because with him, with receiving him, comes his goodness, comes his presence, you know, and he comes to love, he comes to sup with you, as the Bible says. So Jesus came to actually restore the presence to us, because we were cut off when sin came in the Garden of Eden. We were cut off from the presence of God, and that's why we don't have to slaughter a bull or a goat or anything like that. We don't have to make, you know, any sort of things. We just need to receive Christ and his presence in us.
Just need to be hungry.
Hungry for him, you know, and his presence to us, Delia. Amen. We have access now, as born-again believers, we have access into God's presence by the means of the blood. The blood of Jesus give us a clear conscience, because many times the enemy wants to prohibit people from staying out of God's presence based on their sin and based on their badness and all the...
Yeah.
But here Jesus, you know, came and he restored, he gave us access to God via the blood of Jesus. And this is the one thing that the enemy is doing now, I believe, you know. It could just be me and I can be speaking under correction, but many times Satan keeps us busy. Busy, busy. And when you look at that word busy, being under Satan's yoke, busy with the things. Amen, hallelujah. Sometimes we are even busy with
there's no eternal value.
Yes, but sometimes, if I can take it a notch up, Apostle Dieter, sometimes we are busy with God things about him, but not actually him.
Being God of the
God of the things, amen. Seeking his presence, you know, seeking intimacy with him, you know. And what's the use? Ladies and gentlemen, look at it in this way. What is the use? You have a cell phone. Now, your cell phone, I will never buy a cell phone of 30,000 rand. There's people that walk with cell phones of 30,000 rand. Man, for me, if there's WhatsApp, there's the internet, I can make a phone call, I'm good to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, but what's the use? You've got that type of cell phone, you know, of 20,000, 30,000, but there's no network.
Mm.
And this is the thing that the enemy is doing. You know, we also have to be alert. The Bible says we are not ignorant of the devil's devices, but we are alert and we are awake, because the Bible declares that we should be alert and awake, because Satan, our adversary, is walking like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may. But he can't devour you if you're alert, if you're awake, if you are plugged in, if you are in God's presence. Just like God hid Moses, you said it,
yeah.
He hid Moses in his presence. So there's even a hiding place for us, a place that we can ascend to in God's presence, where we can find joy. You know, with the Christmas, you know, Pastor Delia, with us putting up, there were years that we put up the Christmas tree, we had the the 14 kinds of meat, and we had all of this, but it just became so unsatisfactory to us. We were seeking His presence. Said, God, you know, isn't there more? Isn't there something more? And what we found in God's presence, God said, you know what? Go to the hospital and go pray for people. Go to the night shelter and go encourage people. Just go and just cook some food, you know. Take your 15 kinds of meat and just go, you know, share a meal with the poor and just be a blessing. Amen. And we've seen the power of God in His presence. And so today, I want to say to someone, you know, it's all about seeking His face. The Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, amen, hallelujah, turn away from the evil, seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. There even comes healing in seeking the face of God. Amen. God can heal the most deepest parts in your heart that's maybe broken, that's maybe lonely, that's maybe lost. God can heal it, but by His presence. Amen. I want to encourage someone today. Let God's presence override your problems today, because He's higher, He's bigger, He's powerful, and He's mighty. Praise be to God. So we're going to go back to a song, beloved. Please stay in. Amen. Tune in. Stay in. Amen. Maybe you want to share the broadcast. And please enjoy the song as we come back, and we're just going to speak a little bit more on the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here on the program called Salt and Light. It is the 16th of December 2025. People are swimming. They're at the beach. They are camping out. Some folks are doing their shopping, the last minute, the Christmas shopping. Some people are painting their homes, doing some renovations, and people are busy. People are busy this time of the year. We understand. Amen. And that's why we're speaking on the presence of the Lord. And we've discovered today that we can't do nothing without His presence. There is strength in His presence. There's wisdom and understanding in His presence. And Moses understood something about the presence of the Lord, Pastor Delia. Moses understood that everything that consists to life and godliness in Christ is in the presence of the Lord. And in the presence of the Lord, the Bible says there is fullness of joy. So sometimes people are sad, people are, you know, downtrodden. But in God's presence, there is joy. In God's presence, Pastor Delia, you know, David also, he understood the presence of God, because David lived in that place. When we read the book of Psalms, you know, how he expressed his love language in his song to the Lord, and, you know, the times that David spent in God's presence, you know, dangerous times when a bear came once, a lion came once, and the bear could have slain David. The lion could have slain David easily. I mean, sometimes we see the lions on National Geographic, but, you know, when you see a lion in real life, it's a big, you know, the lions are big, especially the males, they're even bigger than the females. So the presence David experienced in the presence of God, there was also protection in God's presence, because, you know, David was so aware of the glorious presence of God, you know, that David says, even in Psalms, David said, where can I hide from your presence? David came and he says, even if I make my bed in hell, your presence will still be there, you know. The presence of God is omnipresent. It's the omnipresence of God. And then sometimes, Pastor Dina, there comes a manifest presence. And I experienced the manifest presence of God. I remember we were feeding people in the graveyard in Maitland Cemetery. We were feeding some people. There were squatters. And, you know, we prayed and we asked God, God, please, you know, direct us and whatever we had. Just two pots of soup and a couple of loaves of bread. And we just had it on our heart. We are just going to feed the people. And we are just going to believe God, you know. And lo and behold, I believe today that the presence of the Lord was upon that soup and that bread. Because, you know, when we came and we greeted the people in the wonderful name of Jesus, and we opened the boot, we're just feeding people from our boot, I remember. And I see the presence of God on the soup, because as I was looking at the lines were increasing. And I said at one stage, I said, Delia, you know, I don't think the soup is going to be enough and whatever. And the lines are increasing and the bread is, you know, getting less and less. But praise be to God because of God's presence. If God's presence is about something, God's presence can even bring multiplication. God's presence, I believe that the bread and the soup multiplied because we fed those long lines.
Yeah.
And it was not because of the content, but it was because of the context of the presence of God that was in that place. And God made the soup to increase and the bread to increase. And everybody had soup and bread by the power of God. Amen. So,
can I share this? Psalm 27 verse 4 says, and this is David, "One thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple."
Sure.
Isn't that powerful? So we've experienced the presence of God. I think the reason why I love the presence of God for myself is that in the times of deep depression, times of feeling so oppressed, feeling like there was no way out, that, Lord, if you don't come through in this instant, in this regard, then I don't know. There was a time I even challenged God when we were going through a tough financial time. And I said, Lord, if this word is not true, and if this word does not perform what you've placed in this word to do, then I don't want anything regarding this gospel and this relationship. You know, I said, God, you need to show me that you are real. You need to show me that your word is real. And you know, God has come through over and over again. Like I said, in times of deep depression, he was the one that lifted me up. When there was no one to run to, no one to go to, when sometimes I even feel like my husband doesn't understand me, doesn't understand how I feel. You know, I can just go to him and he's always there. He's always available. His heart and his hands is always open to receive, to welcome us in. The word of the Lord says that if the righteous cry, the Lord heareth, and he is attentive to our praise. It means he listens with intent, you sure. know, to the call and the cry of the righteous.
That's right.
And I can say today, you know, that God has shown up every time. Every time I've come out of the presence of the Lord, I'm strengthened, I'm fulfilled. There's a peace that surpasses all understanding, even if I haven't seen the situation change yet. But just because I've been with my Father, and just because I've shared with him, and he's taken my burden upon his shoulders, because he says, you know, place your burdens on me, place all your cares upon me, for I careth for you. My burden is light. And so you can take that case to God. You can call on his name today. And I promise you, if you come to the Lord with a sincere heart, if you take out that time and seek his face, God will answer. God will come through. God will make a way of escape. God will break through into all that you are trusting him for. He's done it for me.
And so there's many benefits, Pastor Dila, in seeking the presence of God and being in the presence of God. You know, the God's presence can open doors.
Amen.
You know, the church was praying for Peter when he was in jail.
Yeah.
That the Bible says the church was praying. The church was seeking the presence of God. They were seeking the face of God in the situation of Peter. And the prison doors opened for Peter. And an angel came to fetch him. The Bible says the presence of God was upon Paul and Silas. Mm. When they were singing praises and praises to God. And God opened prison doors. Some doors might be closed in your life, but I guarantee you today that when you access those closed doors, you can only access it by the presence of God. The presence of God bring provision. We've seen the provision. The presence of God rain manna. The presence of God fed 5,000 men and children.
Sure.
The presence of God, amen, multiplied a widow's oil. The presence of God makes barren women. My God. Amen. Even when it's barren, when people receive the report, the doctor said, lady, you cannot. I've seen it in my lifetime that I've personally witnessed how I've prayed for someone that the doctor said that this person cannot have children. And what did God do? What did my God do? He gave her two instead of one. She gave birth to twins. The presence of God, when you seek the face of God, the presence of God, amen, hallelujah, it brought seed into the womb of Sarah. Sarah, the Bible says, when she was far beyond bearing children, it was the Hannah prayed in the presence of God, and the presence of God brought her a Samuel. The presence of God overshadowed Mary, and she conceived the Messiah. The presence of God, praise be to God, resurrected a man from the grave by the name of Lazarus. Hallelujah. The presence of God resurrected Jesus from the dead. He was dead. Amen. The presence of God gives direction. Joshua chapter 3 verse 6 says, then Joshua spoke to the priest saying, take up the ark of the covenant, amen, and cross over before the people. The presence of God, I pray today that the presence of the Lord will go before you in this December, that you will cross over in 2026 by the presence of the Lord, and you will see the fulfillment of God's word, of God's promises. The presence of God can even confuse your enemies. Your enemies will stand confused and dismayed of the presence of God. So pursue His presence. Stay in the secret place. Stay in the ark of the covenant, in the presence of God. Stay under the shadow of the Almighty, and you'll see what the presence of God will do for you when you pursue Him with all your heart. Jeremiah 29 verse 12 says that when you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go to a song, but when we come back, we're gonna wrap it up, and then we're gonna pray. God bless you.
Welcome back. I trust that you enjoyed that song. So we've been talking about the presence of the Lord, you know, and where the presence of the Lord is, there is fullness of joy. I kept on saying that in every segment today, you know, that in His presence there is fullness of joy. I want to say that if you draw near unto God, He promises in His word that if you draw near to Him, He will draw near to you. Jeremiah 29 verse 12 says, if you seek the Lord with all your heart, He will be found by you.
Amen.
The Lord will come. He will embrace you. He will speak to you if you truly seek His face. And we know in this last days, when the world is so corrupt, when so many things are happening in the world, in South Africa, in our lives, we hear stories every day of such tragedy, such wickedness, such trauma that people are going through, that we cannot help but run into the presence of God.
Absolutely.
Because where He is, there's safety, there's protection.
Mm-hmm.
His word says that His name is a strong and mighty tower. The righteous run into Him and they are safe. There's safety in God. You know, there's deliverance in God. And so you can run to Him today, beloved. You can call on His name. He's there, He's ready, He's waiting, willing to listen to every request. He's that an amazing God.
Praise the name of the Lord. So, ladies and gentlemen, how do we pursue the presence of God? Quickly, the first of pursuing the presence of God, by spending time with Him. The second thing, make time to spend alone with God.
Amen.
The third thing, be still and be quiet before God. The fourth thing, fill yourself with the word. The fifth thing, meditate upon the word. The sixth thing, read the word of God. The seventh thing, play the word of God on audio Bible, in your car, in your home, and read it out loud to yourself, to your children, as you pray the word. That is how you seek the presence of God. And so I want to pray this afternoon. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people.
Jesus,
I pray in this time and in this season that they will not be cast off, Father God, by the things of this world, but they will spend time with you today, Father God. Spend time in your presence, my God. Pursue you, Father God. Lord God, I pray today, Father, that the Spirit of the Lord will go before them and make every crooked path straight, Father. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give them wisdom in what to buy, what not to buy, where to shop, where not to shop. Father God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance the Word of God,
Lord,
that's on the inside of them in the name of Jesus. I pray today, Father, that the presence of the Lord will override over, my God, hover over their dwelling places, Father God. I speak protection, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over every household today, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. I speak peace in families, my God. Mm. Peace in home. Peace over marriages, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare today, no weapon formed against your people will fail and prosper, my God. But Father God, I pray today that your will, my God, will be done, my God. Your kingdom will come over the lives of your people today, that we will walk in purpose in the presence of God, under the shadow of the Almighty. I declare and decree this afternoon, Father God, Lord, I speak your grace and your mercy, your provision, Father God, and your protection, Father. And today, Father God, Lord, I declare and decree, Father God, Lord, that as we hedge ourselves in your presence, my God, we will walk in the fullness and the wholeness of what you have called us to be, ordained us to be, for your name's sake. Father God, today I release your kingdom over your people, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name, Father. And I declare the blessing of the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you. And may he fill you with peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we prayed. Amen and amen and amen. Well, family of God, people of God, may you have an awesome day celebrating. May you have an awesome day in whatever you're doing. Amen. And know that God is with you, that his presence is all around you, that the Spirit of God is upon you, and no weapon formed against you will prosper in Jesus' mighty
amen.
Name.
So as we celebrate the Day of Reconciliation, the 16th of December, we declare over you, may you be reconciled back to God. May you be reconciled with your family.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord fill you. May you seek his face, seek his presence. And may you have a wonderful December time of relaxation and family and holiday and so forth.
Holiday.
God bless
God
everybody.
God bless you, everybody. Thank you so much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.